This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, May 3rd. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Scientists chew on feed additives, streamlining regulatory reporting, and the push is on for more conservation advisors. Ross opens Feed Additive Summit. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross, eager to focus on the front end of the cow after spending many years at the back end. She shared that excitement in opening a conference on feed additives yesterday, hosted by CDFA and UC Davis. The department is allocating $1 million in state funding for preliminary research proposals for reducing enteric methane emissions and plans to dole out another $10 million. Ross said the conference will help the administration develop a roadmap for incentivizing feed additives. This two-day summit is surveying the science and identifying barriers and opportunities. The regulatory process must ensure feed additives have no negative impacts on the health of the cow or their products. Ross stressed the solutions must be technically and economically feasible for farmers. We also have to be very, very mindful of what the hesitation might be with dairy producers themselves, added Ross, referring to the ongoing flood impacts over the next 4 months. CDFA studying ways to streamline regulatory compliance. CDFA has hired a private consulting firm, Crow LLP, to evaluate agriculture's food safety and water quality reporting requirements with a goal of streamlining the process. In 2021, Governor Newsom requested $8 million to examine the issue. Crow will solicit input from the ag community and other stakeholders and deliver the final report by 2025. Ross said that input will be invaluable in seeking out opportunities to ease administrative paperwork. Cal EPA Secretary Yana Garcia added that it will also improve data sharing between agencies. CDFA, the State Water Board, and Crow will host a webinar on the project May 18. Bipartisan bill aims to increase technical service providers. A bipartisan measure being introduced today in the House and the Senate would increase the number of technical service advisors available to help farmers take advantage of USDA conservation programs. Among other things, the bill would require USDA to set up a process to approve non-federal certifying entities. The idea is to ensure that agriculture, retailers, conservation organizations, cooperatives, and members of professional societies can become service certifying entities. USDA also would have to set up a streamlined certification process for technical service providers who have specialty certifications such as certified crop advisors. Now take note, the bill is sponsored in the Senate by Mike Braun, the Republican of Indiana, and Democrat from Colorado, Michael Bennett, as well as Kansas Republican Roger Marshall. The House measure, sponsored by Indiana Republican Jim Baird and the Democrat from Virginia, Abigail Spanberger. Bennett, Marshall, Baird, and Spanberger lead the Senate and House Ag subcommittees that oversee Farm Bill conservation programs. Now, why it matters? Well, Terry Cosby, chief of USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, says that meeting the demand for conservation service due to the Inflation Reduction Act funding would require both agency and private resources. Now, for more on the Farm Bill, including a look at debate over base acres, read our AgriPulse weekly newsletter. We also break down the new membership of the House and Senate Ag Committees, look at the policy concerns of indoor agriculture. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Farmers mixed on farm bill prospects. Farmers are sharply divided on whether Congress will pass a new farm bill this year that would replace the 2018 law. Some 40% of growers surveyed for the monthly Purdue University CME Group Ag Barometer believe it's at least somewhat likely a new bill gets enacted in 2023. 29% of the producers surveyed said a 23 bill is very unlikely. 13% say it's somewhat unlikely. Corn and soybean growers were also surveyed about which parts of the bill are the most important to them. 40% said crop insurance. 31% said commodity programs. 13% picked the commodity title. Regan appears today before Senate appropriators. EPA Administrator Michael Regan is likely to face more questions today about the Waters of the U.S. rule and what impact the Supreme Court's pending decision in the Clean Water Act case might have on it. The Senate Interior Environment Appropriations Subcommittee will have Regan to themselves as the administrator makes the rounds on Capitol Hill, defending his agency's $12 billion-plus proposed budget, which would be 19% above the current year's level. Now, take note. Members of the subcommittee, including Democrats John Tester of Montana and Republicans John Hovind of North Dakota, Deb Fisher of Nebraska, virtually guaranteeing Regan will get a chance to discuss farm issues. Holland defends conservation rule at Senate hearing. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland yesterday defended the Bureau of Land Management's proposal to give conservation equal footing with other public land. Members of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee expressing concern that the agency did not take ranchers' perspectives into account when considering the rule. Pressed by both Senators Steve Daines, the Montana Republican, and Catherine Cortez Mastro, the Democrat from Nevada, Haaland said the BLM rule wouldn't foreclose any other uses of public lands. Haaland also said the rule, quote, is not final by any means, and the agency will consider comments that it receives from members of the public, including ranchers. Vilsack moving ahead on regional food business centers. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is expected today to announce the organization selected as finalists to establish USDA regional food business centers, part of a USDA effort to create more resilient, diverse, and competitive food system. Vilsack will be on a press call with Senator Sherrod Brown, the Ohio Democrat, and Debbie Phillips, who serves as CEO of Rural Action in Southwest Ohio. USDA announced last September that $400 million would be available to fund the initiative to assist small and medium-sized producers and food and farm businesses. Well, finally, here's today's She Said It. You have to make sure the boss doesn't fall like she did last Monday, which explains the boot that I'm carrying with me. That's CDFA Secretary Karen Ross making light of her tumble last week during a trade mission to the Netherlands. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, May 3rd. Brought to you by Rado AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Allen.